Hello and welcome to episode number 70 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And today, and I know I've said this a couple of times before, but today I really don't know what to talk about. Really. Usually I come up with something, with a topic, with something to talk about, but this time around it's so hard. I don't know why. Exactly, because it's not like my day-to-day life has changed a lot. I didn't really experience much these past months, to be quite honest. That's actually something I wrote about on Instagram. Oh wow, Instagram, the place to be creative and to pour your heart out to whoever is looking at your profile. But I did, and I think I have the opposite of FOMO, to be honest, because I have slight FOMO in that I may be scared that I'll miss things that are meant for me for like tiny fractions of moments. And then I remember that what's really made and meant for you is not going to pass you by. I strongly believe that because even certain things that we're supposed to experience, I think we're going to experience them one way or another, sooner or later. And it's, for example, something I experienced with my studies in uni. When I started studying right after school, I went and studied publishing for exactly 4 weeks. And I noticed after 4 weeks that it was definitely not the right thing for me. And one reason why I didn't like it was statistics. Yeah, we had a statistics class and I absolutely didn't like it. And I was like, I am never gonna need that. I don't want to put myself through it. I'm just not going anymore. And then fast forward 2 years, I decided to study psychology, and guess what? Statistics was back. And I had to do a lot of stuff regarding statistics and calculating things and so on. So the one thing I omitted in the beginning and the one thing I quit, so to say, came back later, and I had a chance and an opportunity to redo what I had missed before. So I think that certain things in life are just meant to be encountered by us. And I asked for topic ideas on my Insta and literally no one replied. No one replied to that story and no one gave me ideas. So I asked my brother and he asked me what I have talked about previously. And I said, well, kind of online dating is kind of a reoccurring theme. So he said, talk about that. And I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that. And really, I'm not in the mood for that because it's kind of getting on my nerves, to be honest. I still don't think that these online contacts and the way that we encounter people online is really created or is made to create value in our lives. We have to consciously create that and, you know, create meaningful conversations and connections to people. And it takes a lot more effort when sort of the circumstances are already predetermined, as is the case with dating apps, because they determine how you view and encounter people. And yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. But then my brother said one thing that I could talk about, and I agree with him. It's that it's better to do something than to do nothing. And that's kind of the theme for this episode of Sweet But Salty. Because I could have easily skipped today's episode and sat back and said, well, I don't know what to talk about, so I'm just going to skip 1 week. But I don't want to do this. I want to show up and I want to keep creating. And I know that there is someone out there listening to this who cares about what I have to say and who thinks about what I have to say. And it's easy to get discouraged along the way. I have to say that my analytics are showing that the engagement with my podcast, or like the the number of downloads per episode is kind of going down and it's declining. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Is there something I can change? And I cannot change anything if I quit. And I've recorded an episode about that exact topic. It's called Don't Quit Before You Quit. Because sometimes we give up before we have officially resigned or given up or stopped doing something. And it's when we quit internally. And I don't want to make that mistake. I don't want to quit internally. I want to keep going. I want to keep creating. I want to keep putting myself out there and putting episodes out there for the people who care. And I know that I will attract the right audience, and I'm already doing that, and I will keep doing that. And yeah, so that's why I have decided to record this episode. And as my brother phrased it, it's better to do something than to do nothing. And even if you don't have the perfect plan or things aren't going 100% the way that you're envisioning, it's so much better to keep working towards your goal and to keep your eyes on that specific thing that you want to reach. So maybe one mistake I have made with this podcast is that I didn't set goals for myself. I just, you know, I put out topics, I try to be consistent, I am consistent, but maybe it's time to take it up a notch and to actually come up with some tangible goals. So I'll definitely think about that. But I think this is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can rate this episode on Apple Podcast, and you can rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out tremendously, and it lets me know what you are interested in. So if you like this episode, please make sure to rate it. Give me feedback. You can reach me on Instagram. I'm at World of Vila on Instagram. Yeah, and I will catch you next week, hopefully with more creativity and a better idea of what to talk about from my part. All right, take care. Bye.